You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's Political Commentary.
With Dr. Lara Greaves this morning. Kia ora, Lara. How are you?
Morena, yeah, been better, but, you know, was it Fake Friday?
So yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Short week, it's sort of a blessing and a curse sometimes, isn't it? Then there's plenty to talk about before we do hit this this weekend as well. I almost don't even know where to start with some of the stuff that's going on. Let's talk about the budget policy statement. What have we seen from the government? This is quite obviously a big moment for Nicola Willis, particularly as a finance minister. What is it indicating? What are we looking towards for this kind of budget year?
Yeah, so for National, you know, as part of a three-headed coalition, I think it's nice for them to start talking about what they're going to do for New Zealanders and about fiscal policy and that sort of thing, rather than talking about someone putting up a sign at the University of Auckland that some people deem racist, or talking about co-governance being whatever it is. You know, like actually one of the imported kind of political strategies, talking about actually their vision instead and what to do for New Zealanders. So as part of all of that kind of coalition drama, I guess, there has been indications that maybe the government were going to pull back on the tax cuts, or there wouldn't be as much money to spend. What we've seen from Willis in the sort of pre-budget statement is that the, you know, they're always called different, always like the fiscal policy statement, all of that, is basically there's less money than what they thought there would be, but there's enough money for tax cuts. And she's been not very specific on exactly how much money there is, but has outlined sort of the areas of spending, that there will be some spending on health and law and order, those will be their priorities. And the tax cuts will actually be their priorities. So we've seen this week an announcement of the sort of tax credit for some parents with kids in childcare of certain ages, which was something that they talked about. That's up to $75 a week. We've seen that be announced to come into place, I think it was about October. But now these potential tax cuts are another thing for people to look forward to when people are struggling financially. And the budget's quite late this year, so that's another thing to note. It's going to be on the 30th of May, whereas normally they're about the middle of May or a week or so earlier. So that's kind of when we can expect to see, I think, more of the detail, although what we've seen in recent years is governments kind of give us a little bit of a, lolly scramble, but, you know, like a slow, like, here's one thing that we're releasing, you know, a couple of weeks before the budget. We've seen governments do that, so there's a possibility for that still, too. So I think most people can expect some kind of tax cut. I mean, it's not clear how big that's going to be. And, of course, this government's been really careful to label it tax relief rather than a tax cut, just to really, you know, temper our expectations around how much money that will be.
How do you think people are receiving that tax relief, you know, whatever you do want to call it, tax relief, tax cut? How do you think the public is actually receiving that? Is it something that people, particularly people who voted in this government, is it something that is resonating with that base? Or what's that sort of sitting like at the moment?
Well, fundamentally, I've seen a lot of mixed views on it, because a lot of people, you know, seeing job losses over things like the public service, seeing the effects that they might have on Wellington, and has had on the general Wellington vibe. A lot of people are going, well, you know, do I really want my $9 a week or whatever it will be, given that people in their, you know, friends and whānau are going to be made redundant or all that sort of thing. There's also the kind of big elephant in the room is that when you look at things like Vote Compass, when you look at the survey data over the years, it does indicate that the majority of the public think that there should be taxes on, you know, like the big banks and the supermarkets and anyone who makes a record profit, and there should be some kind of sort of land or wealth tax. I mean, you have to be really politically careful how you position that, but that seems to be where the public sentiment is around tax. However, the whole bracket creep, which has meant that where the sort of tax brackets are set, and with inflation and with the increases in wages, that those taxes kind of hitting people basically lower in the sort of population distribution of income, that has been an issue. And that's also an issue in Australia at the moment as well, is that that is a political issue that feels like a tax fairness issue. And I think there's probably a lot of public sentiment around that being addressed. For example, one of those tax brackets is $70,000. When that was introduced, there were, you know, $70,000 was a much better income than it is now. So there's those issues that need to be addressed that I think that are quite popular for the public to address those issues.
Mm, absolutely. Perhaps another time we can talk a wee bit about the announcements we've seen from the Labor Party now that they're in opposition around what they would like to see about tax. We could have a whole other discussion about that.
But
I do want to know what's going on with the universities at the moment, because there's been some interesting announcements related to central government again this week that might have flown under some people's radar. This is particularly the government wants to address university and science system challenges, and they have announced that they're going to put some things in place to do this. What are we actually talking about here? What are they trying to do, and how is it being received by the tertiary sector in New Zealand?
Yes, we'll certainly be talking about Labor's tax policy in the years to come, that's for sure. One area that has kind of been overlooked, and Labor was working on it through this thing called Te Ara Paerangi, a series of sort of papers and policy changes in the science sector, but a kind of crisis that's been had international in a way has been the universities. So many of the universities have done redundancies recently, undergoing a massive restructure where, you know, a lot of my colleagues have lost their jobs or will be losing their jobs, and it's incredibly gutting. So basically our university sector is in a bit of a crisis. Our research, science and innovation sector also, because there are these things called the National Science Challenges that sought to, you know, counter our big national challenges with science, and they're ending this year, the funding for that. So there's been a lot of kind of murmurings in the science community, oh no, where are we going to get our funding from? Mm. And not a lot of answers, with Te Ara Paerangi being scrapped by Judith Collins and by National. So it's like, in order to save money, so we've kind of had that issue going on, and then one around just not enough funding within the university systems. When we work with international people, they're just shocked. They're shocked by how underfunded our system is and how much things cost and all those sorts of things in our grants and all of that. So we're really at a point of crisis. And the broader sales pitch for this, and it's quite clear from the press release from Collins and Simmons as ministers, is that in order to kind of become a high-knowledge economy, in order to, you know, have that kind of economy that we want, higher wage, all of that sort of thing, is that we need to increase our research and development spending. We need to increase our innovation spending. So that's part of the picture. And, of course, this whole universities in crisis type thing is part of the picture too. So there's going to be two expert panels that are going to be chaired by Sir Peter Gluckman, who's a very long-time professor, a sort of character that people have mixed feelings on in the community, but has that kind of just lot of experience and standing, and is going to have these two panels chaired by him, one on the university funding and one around science. So, you know, good on them for actually confronting a challenge, and there being some recommendations. But this one big thing that we all go through as academics, we kind of get graded the PBRS. It's one of those words that makes academics go, has been scrapped. So that's another thing. We'll see what happens in this space. But they've kind of, we were about to hit a crisis point, and they've kind of announced something. So that's a positive.
Well, that is a positive. We will definitely come back and have another chat about that. That is probably all we've got time for this morning, Lyra, but it's been really awesome to get your thoughts on some of these massive things that are going on in the sector and just broadly in government at the moment. Thank you so much for your time today. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Thanks. Yay, long weekend, everyone.
Yay, long weekend. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.